Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
August, Fáiltigh, Capital Irish. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis, and I'll be with you for the next half hour here on Capital Irish. This week on our show, we're going to be turning our attention to the glitz and glamour of the award season around the world and the contributions, past and present, from Irish artists and filmmakers. This year, Cork native Cillian Murphy has been making headlines for his performance in the lead role in Oppenheimer. So far, he has won both the BAFTA, that's the British Academy of Film and Television, and the Golden Globe for Best Lead Actor. And we will find out in March if his nomination for the Academy Award in the same role is successful. At this year's Golden Globes, in fact, it's worth pointing out, half of the nominees in the male Best Actor category were actually Irish. Alongside Cillian Murphy, Barry Keoghan and Andrew Scott were also nominated for Saltburn and All of Us Strangers, respectively. In being nominated for an Academy Award, Cillian Murphy joins a pretty elite group of Irish actors, starting with Barry Fitzgerald back in 1944. And he was actually nominated in both the Best Actor and the Best Supporting Actor categories for his role as Father Fitzgibbon in Going My Way, alongside none other than Bing Crosby. Fitzgerald won an Oscar that year, as it happened, in the Best Supporting Actor category. And, you know, when I looked up this sort of history of Irish artists and actors and all those who contributed to awards in film, I was a bit surprised by how small, I should say, the group is for that Best Actor category, or even both of the categories, Best Supporting and Best Actor. But the Best Actor one, by my count of the Wikipedia page that listed them, and I'm assuming that the Wikipedia page was right, I didn't go validate from other sources, so please, listeners, let me know if I've got this wrong. But my count was that there have been 18 nominations in the male category for Best Actor for Irish actors, and six of these, a full third of these, were in fact Daniel Day-Lewis. Now, in my view, even though he has dual citizenship, British and Irish, we will absolutely accept him as an Irish actor. We are more than happy to share those accolades. Day-Lewis, of course, was nominated for My Left Foot, and he won for that film, and also for There Will Be Blood and Lincoln, winning for those. And then he was nominated for In the Name of the Father, for Gangs of New York and Phantom Thread. So for a man who has only acted in something like 20 films over his entire career, to have earned Oscar nominations for six of them is a pretty outstanding achievement. Now, Cillian Murphy, of course, is no stranger to film awards. He played the lead role, or a lead role, in The Wind That Shakes the Barley in 2006. And that film was recognised with the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, along with many awards and nominations at the IFTAs, the Irish Film and Television Awards, for that year. So we'll move over to some music now, and we will listen to the song that gave that film, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, its name. This is Dead Can Dance with, as I said, The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
I sat within the barley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think all Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glade and shook the golden barley, 'Twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, and harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll meet at morning early, and I'll join the bold united men while soft winds shook the barley. 'Twas said I kissed away her tears, my fond arm round her flinging, when a foreman shuffler stung our ears from out the wild woods ringing. A bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft winds shook the barley. But blood for blood, without remorse, I've tamer to ter tallow. I've lain my true love's clay-like corpse, where I'll fall soon must follow. Around her grave I've wandered drear, in night and morning early, with breaking heart when near I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
That was Dead Can Dance there with The Wind That Shakes the Barley. The song, though not that version, appears in the movie as part of a funeral scene. And the best that I could make out was that the singer in that scene was a woman called Peggy Lynch. And that, of course, was from Dead Can Dance. Now, of course, awards such as the Oscars, the Golden Globes, etc., they're not just limited to actors. Many Irish songs have also featured as part of the awards lineups. These include two Oscar nominations in the Best Original Song category for U2. These were The Hands That Built America, which was part of the soundtrack for the Gangs of New York film in 2002. And then in 2013, Ordinary Love, which featured in Mandela Long Walk to Freedom. So we're going to take a listen now to The Hands That Built America by U2.
The freckled hills to the steel and glass canyons, from the stony fields to hanging steel from the sky, from digging in our pockets for a reason and to say goodbye. His eyes had built America, wishing to be wishing America. Bless all your face in a watercolor sky, as seabirds argue along with vibes,
There's a cloud on the New York skyline. Innocence dragged across a yellow line.
You're listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And today on our show, we've been remembering the Irish contributions to filmmaking and music that have been recognised over the years at international award ceremonies such as the Golden Globes, the Oscars, the BAFTAs, etc. And we've just had a listen to U2 with The Hands That Built America, which was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song for Gangs of New York in 2002. Now, as an aside, I briefly considered including the Grammy Awards in today's show, but I had a quick look at the Irish Irish Grammy Award nominees and winners over the years. And that showed me that U2 would need to feature even more heavily in today's show if I had done that, because out of 42 Grammy Award nominations over the years, no less than 33 of them were for U2. There were some other nominations as well, of course, including Sinead O'Connor, The Chieftains, The Corrs and Hozier, but definitely dominated there, I think we can say, by U2. Now, this time last year, the Irish film The Banshees of Inisherin was leading the way in the nominations for Irish artists, including 8 Oscar nominations, 9 BAFTA nominations, and 4 wins and 9 with 4 wins among the BAFTA nominations, I should say, 9 Golden Globe nominations, also with 4 wins. Now, Kerry Condon was one of the actors nominated across the awards, and she took home the BAFTA for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for her portrayal of Siobhan Sulawan, who was sister to Pádraig Sulawan, who was portrayed by Colin Farrell in the movie The Banshees of Inisherin. And the list of Irish female actors who have been recognised with Oscar nominations is even shorter than the list of male Irish actors that we discussed earlier. In the Best Actress category, there have been just 4 nominations, and 3 of those were for Saoirse Ronan, for Brooklyn, for Lady Bird and for Little Women. In the Best Supporting Actress category, there have been more nominations. This is we're still talking about the Oscars here. Beginning way back in 1939 for Geraldine Fitzgerald for her portrayal of Isabella in Wuthering Heights. Saoirse Ronan features again in this list, having been nominated at age 13 for her role playing Bryony Tallis in Atonement back in 2007. Also appearing on this list is Jessie Buckley, and I'm a big fan of Jessie Buckley. Really enjoyed her in Wild Rose, and she's just an amazing singer along with it. Some of you might recall that she was involved in one of the sort of talent search TV shows, which was all about finding a lead actress and singer for the role of Nancy in Oliver in a stage production at the West End. The show was... it was hosted by Graham Norton, and then Andrew Lloyd Webber was the sort of main judge in it, and Jessie Buckley was part of the I guess the finalists. She came right down to the wire for that role of Nancy in Oliver, and from there on, like, she's shown up in a lot of things. Really big fan. Check out Jessie Buckley. She's from Killarney, I think, yeah, in Kerry, and definitely worth a watch if you find her in anything. And yes, Wild Rose is a movie that I've enjoyed her in. Sorry, I've sidestepped there. We were talking about the nominations for awards for Best Actress. And of course, it was Brenda Fricker who won the Academy Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role back in 1990 when she portrayed Bridget Fagan Brown, mother of Christy Brown, in My Left Foot. And Brenda Fricker remains Ireland's only female winner of an Oscar in the acting categories. Though I think we have to say, going by previous form, it's surely only a matter of time before Saoirse Ronan takes one home to go with her Golden Globe that she won for Lady Bird in 2017. Now, 2 years ago, the Irish film that had everyone talking during awards season was Kenneth Branagh's semi-autobiographical film Belfast. Now, Kenneth Branagh, of course, is no stranger to the awards circuit, having been nominated across multiple categories for acting, for directing, for screenplay. And it was for Best Original Screenplay that he both won both the Golden Globe and the Oscar in 2021 for the film Belfast. Also nominated for that film was the Van Morrison song Down to Joy, and we're going to take a listen to that now.
Felt like I was coming down to joy. What did I see? What did I hear? When I was coming down, had a brand new story. But I was coming down to joy. Felt so good, gratitude. When I was coming down, something quite profound. Then I cried out loud. I had a brand new story. I was coming down to joy. She was standing there before me when I was coming. Coming down, there was something quite profound that I cried out loud. I had a brand new story when
That was Van Morrison there with Down to Joy, which featured on the soundtrack to Kenneth Branagh's film Belfast. And now, Ireland's contributions to film awards, as you might imagine, also includes writing. There have been 13 nominations for either original or adapted screenplay. The first was back in 1938 when George Bernard Shaw won the Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay for the film Pygmalion, which was adapted from his play of the same name. This tells the tale of Eliza Doolittle, who was taken under the wing of Professor Henry Higgins in an attempt to help her learn to speak in what he believed to be a more refined accent. Now, many listeners will recognise that storyline. So if you've ever seen My Fair Lady, that of course is a musical production adaptation of Pygmalion, both as a stage play in the 1950s and later as a film featuring Audrey Hepburn as Eliza Doolittle. Other screenplays that were awarded Oscars were Neil Jordan for The Crying Game in 1992 and, as we mentioned earlier, Kenneth Branagh for Belfast in 2021. Nominations included Jim Sheridan and Shane Connaughton for My Left Foot in 1989, Emma Donoghue for Room in 2015, another nomination for Kenneth Branagh for Hamlet in 1996, and three nominations for Martin McDonagh. These were for In Bruges in 2008, Three Billboards Outside Epping, Missouri in 2017, and The Banshees of Inisherin last year. Now, although McDonagh didn't win Oscars for those movies, he did actually win Golden Globes for Best Screenplay for Three Billboards and for The Banshees of Inisherin. Well, we're kind of just about heading to the end of our show today. And what we're going to do is we'll wrap up with an Oscar-winning song. This comes from the 2007 film Once, and it's featuring Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova. And of course, we'll all remember from the movies Glenn Hansard from Commitments when he played, Outspan, I think was the name of the character. He did a really good turn in The Commitments as well. But this, of course, was a different sort of a movie. The song that featured in it is called Falling Slowly. So wherever you're tuning in to Capital Irish, whether it's via Wellington Access Radio when we broadcast on Sundays at noon, or if you catch up via our podcast on Podbean, we appreciate you joining us. And I hope you've enjoyed today's show on Irish contributions to the major film awards. Have a great rest of your day, and slán go fóill.
With yourself, it's time that you walk.
been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.